County. So they both qualify as newspapers to be used for elections. Whereas I couldn't use the Independent alone, and I couldn't use whatever the other one that comes out every so many months from Branson. I can't think what that newspaper is.
Let me explain to you this, Donna. This would be so much simpler if both newspapers would turn in a bid.
I agree.
And if both newspapers turned in a bid, at that point you can accept both newspapers.
That would be nice.
That is the way that this is set up, and this way it's set up in the state statute. So my only question to this is whether we can do this today or not, because I'm wondering if they turned in the bid as Tri-Lakes newspapers or if they turned in the bid as Branson Tri-Lakes newspaper. I've raised this question before on other issues that didn't even pertain to this, whether the proper name was submitted on something. You've heard me say that before. So could I ask that you, Ron?
It's actually, I read the contract a little closer, and this is how it reads in the first line. This agreement dated the first day of February 2016 is made between Taney County, Missouri, political subdivision of the state of Missouri here in county, and Tri-Lakes News Incorporated doing business as Branson Tri-Lakes News here in contractor. So that answers your question. And then this one is specific on the newspaper services, which is separate from what Donna's talking about, her election publications. So the newspaper services bid award and this renewal contract will cover everything else that we do, which accumulates over the bid limit over the course of a 12-month period with all the different advertisements that we put out, bid notices, etc. So that's what covers this in and locks this in at the lower price.
That's what I wanted. That's all, what I needed to know.
Newspaper services, and that's Commission Order Number 201511-318.
So this doesn't cover elections?
They're two separate ones. Okay. They just happen to hit the agenda together, so we're talking about them at the same time.
Okay.
But that one's on newspaper services for all departments. The publications, election publications, was a separate one that you requested last year that we put out.
Right.
And that's also on this agenda up for renewal today, too.
And just one last thing, and then I'll leave you alone, if you don't mind, gentlemen. I don't mean to imply anything negative to any commissioner that is setting or has been setting in the past. But any time there's been a change in a commission, just as is there a change in the presidency, people sometimes react differently to that new commission. I was hoping we might have a better relationship with Taney County Times with the new commission. Not to imply that anyone here has done anything incorrect at all. I know that you've worked very hard, and I know Ron has worked extremely hard to try and get both newspapers to bid. Absolutely nothing negative.
I appreciate that.
I was just hoping that maybe I'm hoping too much. Maybe at Christmas time I'm praying too hard that we can work with both newspapers to see something different in the future. And then I'm done, Danny. I apologize. Hopefully I didn't irritate anybody. I just thought I'd bring these issues up.
This has you're making a statement as if a new administration is going to make a decision somewhat different because of sympathetic reasons or whatever. These were put out for bid. There was one bid turned in. I already have made the statement that it would be different if the other newspaper had turned in a bid. It has been in the past. We've used both newspapers in the past. So the reflection of whether we should give somebody something just because they want it and not go through the bidding process is ridiculous. So
I wasn't implying that at all, Danny.
Well, that's pretty well what you said.
I apologize.
You was hoping that the relationship, that when we change commission, and it seemed like when we change commission, you're directing that at me and the new commissioner. And when you say those kind of things, next year, maybe both newspapers will bid under your advisement.
No, Danny.
But I am making a motion to accept both Tri-Lakes newspapers with the election publication, Tri-Lakes newspapers with the newspaper services at this time.
Ron, when did, I mean, this has went out for bid?
Right.
Last year.
Yep.
Not this year.
When is it due to go out for another bid?
I had a bid ready to go, and it came to me through legal that we were going to exercise our option to renew, which was the safest way to keep the prices locked in for another year at that low bid price. That's the only reason I'm here to answer any questions on that. So,
do you got something you want to say?
It came through legal that we're going to exercise, or who directed legal to say to exercise the right to keep it for that year? Was that one out for bid?
Well, that's what all these were today. These are just routine renewals. So they at this time of the year, there's always several routine renewals.
So we exercise. Had an option, we could have went out for bid.
Right. Yeah. It's up to the commission to either renew that, exercise that clause to renew, or instruct me to put off a bid again. And I have no...
And Danny, I apologize for any implication that was made because one change is not... I do not in any way feel that you are responsible in any way.
I don't think so either.
Not going out.
Well, I feel that way. I tried to be honest and positive with everybody as I possibly can. But I don't sit up here and issue because I like